We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo and his companions commenced their journey, and at the end of the first day, they dined in the tent of the Great Khan. After they had returned to their own tent, Akmath the magician tried to persuade Kublai Khan to poison the Venetians, but the Khan disapproved of the suggestion. That night, Akmath stole out from the camp, and near a sand dune some distance away, he met the rebel Vanchu. Together, they plotted to bring about the downfall of Kublai Khan. While they were plotting, Vanchu suspected that they were being spied upon. Closely followed by Akmath, he rushed to the other side of the sand dune, and they saw a man running away towards the camp. Vanchu and Akmath hastily pursued him, but their quarry soon outdistanced them. Then Akmath called a halt.
Stop, Vanchu. It is no use going any further. We are too close to the camp. You must not be seen.
Who is that man?
I know not, but I have my suspicions. I could see that he is a very tall man. And is not Marco Polo a tall man?
Then you think that Marco Polo is spying upon us? I tell you, that man must die, Akmath. If the Khan realizes that you are plotting against him, you will be executed.
I know it. The Khan shall not learn of our plot. But we cannot be too careful. Someone must have followed me from the camp.
Think you that our conversation was overheard?
I think not. The spy was hiding on the other side of the sand dune some distance away, and we were speaking very quietly. But I shall make inquiries. I shall find the spy, and he shall die. I shall also see that Marco Polo dies.
The Khan seems to set much store by the friendship of these Venetians. If you destroy them, he may turn against you.
I have great influence with the Khan. I do not think anything would turn him against me. Leave this matter in my hands. But do not fail to carry out my orders. Go now. Tomorrow we will be in the city. I shall meet you at midnight outside the walls. Take no risks and keep out of sight. Let no one suspect that you are near here. And bid your cursed tribesmen to cease the beating of those drums.
It is one of their customs. They beat their drums when an enemy is approaching. I cannot change their customs. But they beat their drums only at night.
Heaven be praised, there will be some peace in the daytime. Now go. I shall speak with you tomorrow.
The next morning, when Niccolo Polo and his brother awoke, they were astonished to find that Marco was still fully clothed and that he had not retired for the night. He was sitting in the sun outside his tent.
Did you have no sleep last night, my son?
No sleep, my father.
Ah, you're a fool, Marco. Everyone needs sleep.
I could not sleep, my Uncle Matthew. And by remaining awake, I was able to gather some information.
What information?
I wandered away from the camp, and I saw a man walking ahead of me. I followed him until he reached the great sand dunes which lie to the north. There he met another man, and they spoke together for some time. I crept close to them, but all I heard was one man saying that he would bring about the downfall of the great Kublai Khan. Then they saw me, and I had to run for my life.
Who were the men?
That I do not know. But there is someone in this camp who is plotting against Kublai Khan.
You must have dreamt it, Marco. But what use is following a man if you hear nothing of value?
Could you recognize the man?
I think I could, but I have no proof.
The Khan must be warned. It seems that there's a traitor in the camp.
And Toktai warned me against the traitor.
You think that Akmath is a traitor?
I know that we must constantly be on our guard. Ah, the servant comes now with a morning meal. Just place it here. Just there. Now you may leave it.
Oh, I'm hungry. I think I shall do justice to this meal.
What is it?
It looks like stewed chicken and rice.
Oh, here comes one of the Khan's great boarhounds. He always takes them with him wherever he goes.
I think I shall give him some of our breakfast.
Do not be ridiculous, Marco. Wasting good food on a dog.
But my Uncle Matthew, this is a royal ham. It will do no harm to give him one of those chicken bones. Now, come, there's a good fellow. A royal dog, and he shall have a royal meal.
Wasting good food when I'm hungry.
Marco, look. What ails the dog?
He was eating the bone which I threw him. But see, he ceases to struggle. He lies quite still.
Now let me look. The hound is dead.
It seems that the food was poisoned.
Who would poison the food?
Why, the man who left the camp last night to plot against Kublai Khan.
But did the man know that you followed him?
I do not know whether he recognized me, but he may have followed me back to the tent. And I think that man is Akhmat, the magician.
What are we to do? It is not safe for us to eat any food.
We will have to prepare our own food. I shall speak to one of the servants who attends the Khan. I shall ask him to give us uncooked food so that we may prepare it ourselves. And I shall tell the mighty Khan of this attempt on our lives. I shall also tell him that one of his favorite boar hounds has been poisoned.
About an hour later, Kublai Khan gave orders that the journey was to continue. Hastily, the colored tents were folded. The whole camp presented a scene of colorful activity. And in an incredibly short space of time, the tents had disappeared. Then the caravans formed into their lines, and the great elephants were led forward to receive their burdens. Kublai Khan stood with Akhmat the magician, preparatory to being assisted onto the royal elephant.
Where are the Venetians? Their elephant has been ready for some time. I do not like to be kept waiting.
I know not where the Venetians are, Most High.
Well, surely no harm has come to them. I did not give orders that they were to be destroyed.
See, they have not been destroyed. They come this way.
Ah, I give you all good morrow. Are you prepared to start?
We are, Most High.
I expected you to be here waiting for me, instead of which I have been waiting for you.
We ask pardon, Most High, but unfortunately, we were forced to prepare our own meal.
And a very poor meal it was. Neither Niccolo or Marco can cook.
Tell me, why is it that you were forced to prepare your own meal?
My son Marco shall explain, Most Noble Prince.
I will explain. Someone tried to poison us.
Peace, Mafiola.
What talk is this? Who tried to poison you?
Most High and Noble Prince, I have a strange tale to unfold. Last night, I could not sleep. The throbbing of the distant drums prevented me from resting, and I was worried. I thought that I had done something to displease you, Mighty Khan. So I left my tent and walked across the desert, and then before me, I saw another man. I followed him across the desert.
Enough, great Khan. We must proceed on our journey. Marco Polo seeks to waste time with words.
Peace, Akhmat. Let Marco Polo speak on.
I followed this man, Most High, until we reached the great sand dunes. And there he met another man. They talked together at the foot of the sand dunes. I overheard only one thing. But I overheard enough to convince me that these men were plotting against Kublai Khan.
An impossible story. Marco Polo seeks to win favor with his strange tale, oh mighty Khan.
Why did you not go closer and hear more, Marco Polo?
I was on the other side of the sand dune, mighty Khan. And when the men realized that I was spying upon them, they tried to capture me. But I succeeded in evading them.
It is strange that Marco Polo did not recognize the men.
Yes, Marco Polo. Come speak. Who were the men?
I do not know. The night was very dark, and the men were heavily cloaked. And I did not see their faces.
What right had Marco Polo to leave the camp? Did not the Khan give orders that no one was to leave the camp?
I did not hear those orders.
Your story does you little credit, Marco Polo.
1 minute. What has this story to do with the fact that someone tried to poison you?
Well, the man who stole out of the camp must have realized that I followed him. And this morning, when the servants brought the morning meal, I passed a bone to one of the royal boarhounds. And in a few minutes, the dog was dead. He had been poisoned, Most High.
One of my boar hounds dead? Someone shall pay for this.
Most High, is it not likely that Marco Polo himself poisoned the dog? Is he not trying to seek further favor in your eyes? To me, it seems that he invented this tale and then poisoned the dog to give it a ring of truth.
Do not listen to him, mighty Khan. My son does not lie. I know that he did not poison the royal hound.
You have told me nothing to prove your story, Marco Polo. And my heart is heavy because one of my boar hounds has been poisoned. Oh, however, we must proceed on our journey.
Most noble and mighty Khan, since someone is trying to poison us, May we not prepare our own food?
We're likely to starve unless you grant this request, noble Khan. I do not intend to eat food which is poisoned.
Oh, very well. You may prepare your own food, but I am displeased. It is time that we proceeded on our journey.
The great Khan was helped onto his elephant, and the procession started again. All day they journeyed over the dry and arid desert. The blazing sun beat down so that man and beast suffered great discomfort. At last they reached Kalaga in the province of Balashan. Eventually they passed through the city gates. The great Khan went at once to the palace of the governor. Large crowds met the procession and followed it through the streets, hoping to see the celebrated Kublai Khan. The people were waving brightly colored pennants and banners. The great Khan arrived at the governor's palace, and a little later, Marco Polo and his companions arrived at the same place.
I suppose we will be staying at the governor's palace. We've received no instructions as to where we're to go.
I think the Khan expects us to stay here.
Well, order the servant to make the elephant kneel, Marco.
I will alight from the elephant first this time. I do not wish to fall again.
Come then, my Uncle Matthew. I have spent many hours on the back of this elephant, and I am tired.
Oh, I am also tired.
Well, I'm safely on the ground.
I come now. Give me your hand, Matthew. Oh, God. Good to be on firm ground again.
It's all right. I need no aid. Now I too stand on firm ground. Come, let us enter the governor's palace.
One moment. That quack comes this way now. He gives himself many airs. Look, he seems to have a guard of honor.
He marches at the head of a party of soldiers.
Greetings, Akmal. Are we to stay in the governor's palace this night?
You are not to stay under the governor's roof. I am here by order of the great Khan. His orders are that the three Venetians are to be arrested, and they will remain in the dungeons at his pleasure.